So this week's edition of The Stalking Stat, brought to you by Capital Direct, it's inspired some of the reaction I received in talking about, as I just did, individuals with intellectual disabilities and Special Olympics. As I said, especially pertinent today because it's the day you can start helping us out. Start bidding on the Special O online auction that runs through Thursday evening. You go to NewmontGoldCorpAuction.com, register, start bidding, probably against me. So here are the stats. All of them have to do with the gap in healthcare for people with intellectual disabilities. As I regularly say, most people assume that someone with like Down syndrome or Fragile X, other intellectual disabilities, receive the same level of healthcare as the rest of us. But you know what? Sadly, they're mistaken. Sort of the stats. 20, that's the stat. A person with intellectual disabilities dies 20 years sooner than the average person. I'll put that in perspective. Like if you're a lifetime smoker, you die 13 years earlier. But if you have an intellectual disability, 20 years sooner than the average person. Now, keep in mind that people with intellectual disabilities can't advocate for themselves. That's the big challenge in the healthcare system. Because our healthcare system isn't focused on helping people with intellectual disabilities. But Special Olympics stepped in, tried to fill that gap with a program called Healthy Athlete that features screenings in a number of medical disciplines. And I want you to hear some of the results because they are shocking. This is under eye exams. Well, of the people with intellectual disabilities that went through the screening, 22% had an eye disease, undetected. 29% failed the hearing test. 10% of those had a permanent hearing loss, but none of it was previously diagnosed. 77% of screened individuals needed further medical help. Think about that. Over three quarters, because again, it wasn't diagnosed. They can't advocate for themselves. It's not the same testing that many of us would go through. So over three quarters actually needed a follow-up help. Came to dental stuff, my goodness, 14% needed urgent dental care. One of the ones that was highlighted was one person had cancer of the gums. Now I can go on, but I hope these numbers actually do shock you. I talk all the time about, you know, we've got a lot of people with pretenses about caring for the vulnerable. Where are the advocates for people with intellectual disabilities? Certainly there's none in politics that I can think of, or very few in politics. I want to be fair and accurate. Do you know that for the Healthy Athlete Program, these screenings and multidiscipline that have revealed such atrocious and distressing numbers, Special Olympics doesn't get any government help for that program. Well, in fact, we can't even get a meeting with the government. It's so typical. People with intellectual disabilities are not even on the agenda, so let's cut the pretense. But I hope they are on your agenda, because it's not on government's. That's why I hope you take time to go to the website, NewmontGoldCorpAuction.com, and bid on lots of great stuff. I guess the bottom line for me is I find it outrageous that given all the challenges, think about this, maybe you're one of the families who've got somebody with an intellectual disability, or you know someone, but maybe you don't. But I ask you to get sensitized to that. Think of the challenges for families with individuals with intellectual disabilities, and they don't receive the same level of health care as the rest of us. I find that outrageous. But maybe even more outrageous for me is the fact that can't even get a meeting, can't get any government help to fill a gap in the healthcare side that they're responsible for. Anyways, you can help today. NewmontGoldCorpAuction.com.